Herbert Claiborne Pell IV is the grandson of legendary Rhode Island U.S. Senator Claiborne Pell, a Harvard University graduate and at just 32 years old, possessor of a resume that would be the envy of many a decade or two older. Clay Pell, as he's known, has worked in the Obama White House and in the Federal Department of Education. He's married to figure skating icon Michelle Kwan, who's traveled the world both as a skater and a goodwill ambassador for the U.S. State Department. Now he wants to be Rhode Island's next governor. He has no record in state politics, so Pell's campaign is going to make or break his candidacy. Depending on how it goes on the hustings, Pell will either crash and burn or be seen as a young man of great promise. Hailing from a well-born or celebrity family has never been a disadvantage in Rhode Island politics. On the plus side for Pell is his grandfather's improbable rise in 1960 from never having held any elected office to winning a U.S. Senate seat. John F. Kennedy called the elder Pell, a friend, quote, the most unelectable man in America, unquote. But Claiborne Pell never lost an election in a Senate career that spanned 36 years. The elder Pell is that rare exception. Most Rhode Islanders elected to high office, regardless of lineage, have paid some dues. Patrick Kennedy served 3 terms as a state representative before running for Congress. John Chafee was also a state representative before being elected governor. Even those from modest roots, such as John Pastore and Jack Reed, were state legislators before running for statewide office. And the 2 politicians Pell will face in a Democratic primary for the gubernatorial nomination may be young, but both have won important offices. Angel Taveras is the mayor of Providence and Gina Raimondo as state treasurer. In a political world where the bloodless numbers of a pollster and the consultant's slick TV ads are paramount, Rhode Island's a throwback. It's still a retail state, especially in a primary. Pell's going to have to slurp coffee at the elderly high-rises, shake the calloused hands of workers in union halls, and grip and grin while marching in the ethnic parades and festivals. If he doesn't match up in these venues, the 5 languages he speaks won't matter. Maybe he ought to start dropping his ahs and learn the Paw Sox lineup instead of boasting that he speaks Arabic and Chinese. So far, Pell's done little more than play meet and greet with Democratic insiders and consent to a few interviews with a few political reporters. The insiders, including Governor Chafee, all come away with good impressions of a man they describe as earnest and very smart. Yet his interview performances were underwhelming. Pell will have to very quickly demonstrate a deep knowledge of state issues, or he won't be taken seriously. This means getting beyond platitudes about fixing the state's foundering economy, yapping about working families, and taking the usual liberal stances that resonate with primary voters. He needs to talk about such sticky issues as whether to pay off the 38 studios bonds and how to finance the state's Obamacare initiative after the federal money spigot runs dry, and address such polarizing topics as taxpayer support for public higher education, for the children of illegal immigrants, and whether undocumented citizens have the right to driver's licenses. Would he have signed the 2011 state pension overhaul? A yes or no answer, please, and why? Campaign money shouldn't be a problem. In a celebrity-drenched culture, his spouse will be an asset. So will his grandmother, Nuala Pell, the grand dame of the state's Democratic Party, and a revered figure in our cozy state, as at home at a Portuguese club as with the Bailey's Beach swells. Pell is lucky that neither Raimondo nor Taveras has made the sale with the Democratic primary base yet. Taveras hasn't raised enough money to wage a winning campaign and has had defections among several young key liberal staffers. Raimondo is trying to shed her image as an anti-union blue dog Democrat and morph into a progressive liberal as quickly as Jacoby Ellsbury changed into a New York Yankee uniform after walking out of the Red Sox World Series winning clubhouse. So Clay Pell has an opening, however narrow. He has 9 months to prove he has the vision, smarts, and gravitas to be governor of a state in serious need of a strong leader, or to show his candidacy sprouted from the hubris of a privileged man-child. The one thing we know, pedigree won't matter on primary day in September, for the voting booth is the last place left where all Rhode Islanders are equal.